Dear Tribhuvanaprabhu, the challenge ahead seems ever so impossible without your guidance and love. Your devotion and sincerity for Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna were a light to us all, a glimpse of what pure love for Krishna actually means. Your selflessness and your courage to follow a path of spirituality and to spread love of God melted the hearts of all the aspiring souls. And even though some made the task more difficult, I think your strength and lack of criticism has now taught them a valued lesson. From the age of 17, you committed to a life full of austerity that lacked the comforts that most of us need. I used to think to myself, why would you not sleep and why would you not rest? From the age of 17, you committed to a life full of austerity that lacked the comforts that most of us need. I used to think to myself, why would you not sleep and why would you not rest when your body needed it? But now I realize that you understood how temporary this existence actually is, and therefore you never wanted to waste a precious second on things that got in the way of serving Lord Krishna. Between the gaps of my sorrow, I have realizations about this world we live in, and I see that you were a blessing to us all from Krishna. Although your passing has left us with so much pain, I also feel so much happiness that you have been relieved from this world and have returned back home to Krishna. I say this because everything that I have ever read or been taught about a pure devotee and what it takes to obtain Krishna is exactly what you displayed. Tribhuvanath Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances and please forgive me for any offenses that I have ever committed to you. I just want to say thank you for being my inspiration and showing me that love for Krishna can be obtained. I will try not to disappoint you through my life, but you have never been one to judge anyhow, but instead you have always encouraged me. Thank you. Your loving son, Deva.